This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call.
The one thing that I cannot stand almost more than anything else are people who pretend to grow up poor. I hate that. And I found a list of five celebrities that have always claimed that they grew up poor, and they far from did not. All right. After I run through this list, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
Where I'm going to give you a celebrity and you have to tell me, were they self-made?
Ooh.
Or did they grow up rich?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First person on the list of people who pretended to grow up poor, Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, her husband outed her recently in a documentary where she was like, yeah, my family was working class. And then David Beckham was like, your dad used to drop you off at school in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hysterical. Number two, Ice Cube. He is not straight out of Compton. He is not straight out of Compton. His parents both had stable jobs at UCLA, and his high school years were split between a prep school and a charter school, and he got a college degree in architectural drafting.
What?
Yes. Number three, Kid Rock.
Yeah. That was a fun one to find out.
Kid Rock. His parents were rich. He grew up on a huge estate with a huge mansion in suburban Michigan. And the house had a guest house, an apple orchard, horse stables, a private tennis court.
Yeah.
And his dad owned and operated like several of the biggest like car dealerships in Detroit.
Okay. Here's
another one. And this one's delicious. Drake.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time. I can't believe people buy the Drake. The fact that he even started the bottom and now, what? How was he not immediately laughed off of a stage when he said that?
I struggled to hear that from really anybody from Canada.
Canada's the least part of it. Bitch, you were a child actor.
Yeah, Degrassi.
Right. And the last one on here is Taylor Swift. This is actually, I don't actually know a whole lot about Taylor Swift, but she has a song called I Bet You Think About Me. So in the song, she has the lyrics, you grew up with a silver spoon, gated community, glamorous, shiny, bright Beverly Hills. I was raised on a farm. No, it wasn't a mansion. What she left out apparently was that it was a 15-acre farm run as a hobby by her father, who was a Merrill Lynch financial advisor.
I don't feel like Taylor ever pretended to not. I don't think she ever pretended to be poor. And every lyric of one of her songs, I don't know how to tell people this, isn't about her.
Right. Okay, so now let's play a quick game, okay? I'm going to run over some celebrities. You tell me if they were self-made rich people or if they grew up rich. Jessica Chastain.
Self-made.
Kevin?
Self-made too.
Self-made is correct. Yes.
From the 916.
She was self-made, grew up right here in Sacramento.
Yep.
All right. Another one on here. Hilary Swank.
Ooh, grew up rich.
Yeah.
Self-made.
No.
Yeah, she was self-made.
She looks like her dad's an attorney.
This one is pretty easy. Cara Delevingne.
Grew up rich.
Grew up incredibly, exceedingly rich.
Attitude of somebody that grew up rich.
Her parents were even like British aristocrats and stuff like that. Nicki Minaj.
She grew up rich.
No, she didn't. She went to like a performing arts, like fancy high school.
So
she grew up rich.
Self-made.
Who am I thinking
her?
Of?
I
don't know, but she's from Trinidad, and she moved to New York when she was 5 years old. Her mother did not have a lot of money. Yeah.
Oh, Nika.
Nicki Minaj.
How about this one? Bradley Cooper.
No, he's from like the slums of Philadelphia.
Kevin?
I thought he was from rich.
Kevin's right.
What? See?
I know. I was shocked by this one. Yes, he is from the Philadelphia area, and I didn't know any of this either. His father was a stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. His mother was an executive for NBC, and he attended Germantown Academy, an elite school that prepares students for Ivy League colleges near Philadelphia.
Wow.
I know.
Kevin, you could really sniff this out.
Yeah, I know.
How about Emma Stone?
Rich.
Oh, God. That's tough. I'm going to say self-made.
Kevin's right. She grew up rich. Her father was the president and CEO of a commercial construction company, and he's led companies that bring in hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue annually, and he still works in the construction industry today. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Rich.
I say so.
What?
Self-made.
But she was like on Broadway when she was like 10 years old.
She was one of 8 children, and her family could only get by on welfare until she had success on Broadway.
She had success on Broadway very young age.
At 8 years old, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, there's so many people on this list that we could keep going,
man,
but maybe we'll save it.
I'm really bad at this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.